Belinda presents this unabridged recording of Utterly Dark and the Face of the Deep, written by Philip Reeve and read by Barnaby Edwards. Utterly Dark lay dreaming of the sea. She dreamed she rode the night wind like a gull, gliding out over the cliff's edge, out over the breaking surf in the cove, and far, far out across the western deeps where all the world was water. The huge waves rolled unbroken for thousands of miles, and the moonlight danced along their crests. It was very quiet, except that the waves rustled a little sometimes when one rose too high and its top broke briefly into foam. Utterly, the waves were whispering. Utterly. A rush of white caught her dreaming eye, and she saw that the waves were starting to part around a rock or reef which lay just beneath the surface. The sea grew troubled. It ceased its whispering and began to roar. Utterly, utterly dark. Fountains of spray smashed upwards. Shattered waves were dragged back like sheets of liquid marble from some vast darkness, rising slowly, slowly from the depths. Utterly woke with a start. The memory of her dream was already fading, but she could still hear the sea rolling like soft thunder in the cove. She climbed out of bed and felt her way past the washstand and across the room to the window. When she opened the shutters, she saw it was still nearly dark outside. A few last stars were lingering above the crown of ancient standing stones on the headland. Yet, strangely, although it was so early, she could hear voices. Something had happened to upset the unvarying rhythms of the house, and Utterly sensed that it was something bad. Perhaps that was what the sea had been trying to tell her. She dressed without bothering to wash and went padding barefoot along the passage towards the sound of the voices. Mr. and Mrs. Screevling were both in the kitchen, talking to some men who had come up from Marazee. The men were not used to being in such a grand old house as Sundown Watch. They held their shapeless hats in front of them in rough, red hands and spoke shyly in low voices. When Utterly came in, they stopped and stood staring at her in a wary, watchful way, like deer poised to run. Mrs. Screevling came over and hugged Utterly. It was a consoling sort of hug, but Utterly did not yet know what she was being consoled for.
"You come along with me, little kitten," said Mrs. Screevling, leading her out of the kitchen and into the drawing room. There she broke the news which the men had brought from Marazee. Mr. Andrew Dark, the watcher on the wild sea, had been drowned.